Hey, did that look like a tough day in the field for your side?
It was. It was a 3 wickets in the whole day, and it was a long day because we were making up overs. So it was a very tough day, and you know they batted well. It's hard when the ball gets old. There's something with the new ball, so we struggled.
Happy the way they stuck at it though.
Yeah, we dropped a couple of catches, which was disappointing, obviously, but. You know, Dawson bowled really well, and you know most of the bowlers bowled well. Fidel got 4 wickets. He I'm pleased with how the bowlers stuck at it and the fielders. But it was a very long day, and it's a quiet changing room up there, and we're going to have to rest well and come back tomorrow. It's a big day tomorrow.
Dawson, 49 overs. We were getting excited in the commentary box even last night and this morning. Bowling to the left-handers, there's always a little bit happening. But amazing he finished wicketless.
It was. And it was incredible that he finished wicketless. He was very, very dangerous against the lefties. And then we try to hold a little bit, you know, against the right-handers, bowling into the rough on the other side. He was economical and very, you know, very unlucky not to get a few wickets. You know, even last night we thought he could have got 4. He bowled beautifully.
You were in a good position this morning, leading by 258. You're now behind by 123. They've got wickets in hand. Is it a tricky day tomorrow, do you think?
It could be a tricky day. Obviously, you know, there's a whole day in the field, and then, you know, I suspect probably, you know, they'll have a go at us before lunch. It's a long time to be on your feet, and we're going to have to really be resilient tomorrow and bat out with too much drama. We'll have to see through a new ball through a tricky period probably before lunch, as I say, and then directly after lunch, and then hopefully not lose, you know, too many wickets, and hope, you know, the last two sessions we'll have to bat out and be very very defensive and resilient against probably a lively attack.
I wouldn't normally ask you about opposition players, but Ollie Pope's 176 not out today.
Yeah, he was, you know, he looks really, really good players. They've got, I don't know, how many test players in their lineup, and he certainly, I know he has played test cricket, and, you know, he looks a very bright future for England.